Bloomington, and especially Indiana University, is often referred to, politically speaking, as a blue dot in a sea of red. A strong majority of voters here favored Democrats, in stark contrast to the rest of Indiana. Conservative media often accuse of universities such as IU of indoctrinating students to favor liberal causes. WFHB correspondent Kara Tolman wanted to know how local youth who often move here from conservative small towns adopt viewpoints and values that differ than the majority of those in their hometowns. She brings us that story today for today's WFHB Community Report.
I interviewed IU anthropology professor Daniel Seslak, who studies youth culture, to obtain his perspective on the issue. Seslak believes that the age difference between parents and their youth is often a cause of political differences.
They're young people, and so they have particular needs and issues that are important to them that might not be as important to their parents simply because of the age differences. So to take an obvious example, anything that has to do with funding for education, student loans, employment policies, all of those things are probably much more on the minds of the children of older politicians than on the older politicians.
Many conservatives claim that universities are indoctrinating these liberal beliefs onto students. In 2012, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum stated that, quote, going to college makes people less religious, and that universities are indoctrination mills, end quote. Fox News has aired interviews with conservative authors who promote the idea of liberal college indoctrination, including Dinesh D'Souza and Mary Beth Hicks. Professor Seslak's research, however, on youth differs from their views.
First of all, yes, it's true. College professors tend to be more liberal than the general population, especially in certain fields like my field. So conservative students certainly are engaging with liberal-leaning professors on a regular basis when they go to the university. But from all of the research I've read, there really isn't a significant effect. Students who go to college, especially sort of a big state university like Indiana University, don't end up turning out any more liberal than their peers who don't go to college. So there just isn't this sort of statistical evidence to back up the idea that students are coming in conservative and coming out more liberal. Same thing for religion. It turns out that in spite of people's fears that students are entering college with more sort of profound religious beliefs and coming out with sort of less sort of religious beliefs or more questions or more doubts, turns out not to be so true.
Seslak also points to the absence of a strong university culture in countries where young people still acquire differing beliefs than their elders.
Most of my research is in Mexico, and in Mexico I think people's political beliefs and practices and their aspirations depend a lot more on things like whether they grew up in the country versus the city, or what sort of employment, what sort of sector of the economy they're in. And university doesn't have the same kind of overwhelmingly important role in their lives as it does in the U.S. So in Mexico, people aren't even asking a question like, does going to college with a bunch of liberal professors turn you into a liberal voter?
I went to the source themselves next, liberal youth from conservative backgrounds. Jared Thomas, a student at Indiana University, is from Huntertown, Indiana, an area he considers to be quite conservative. However, as Jared reached adolescence, he realized his political views differed from those around him.
It was the first time I started paying close attention to politics. It was probably 2007 when the presidential election was starting to ramp up, and I was paying attention and listening, and I really fell in love with the Obama campaign, and I thought it was great, and I was excited about it, and I personally didn't see what was wrong there, and so it was a little bit of a shock to me when I started talking about it around my friends and some of my family and the people in the community that he and his candidacy was met with such vitriol and anger and hatred and obscenity, really. So I think that was really kind of the moment that I realized that my way of thinking and the values I had when it comes to politics were drastically different than those around me.
Thomas says he experienced feelings of isolation due to his political beliefs. However, it taught him valuable life skills.
It was definitely a challenge growing up, and it was something that, especially with those that I was close to that I knew disagreed with me, we would have to avoid certain topics when we were talking, and which is hard for me as someone that likes to speak my view or speak my mind. So that was certainly a challenge to overcome, and it was a little bit isolating of a feeling. But I think it also taught me to be able to learn to talk with people that I disagree with and have conversations with them.
Adam Novello, a recent graduate of Indiana University and resident of Walkerton, Indiana, is another liberal youth coming from a conservative town. Novello has chosen to pursue a career in museum curation rather than follow the work of his father and brother at the community steel mill. Aligning with the predictions of Professor Seslak, he says that his will to become an anthropologist cultivated before coming to college.
Well, it was definitely a big change from what I believed before coming down to Bloomington and having this community that supported all the ideas that I did and forcing me to choose what I wanted to be and my degree. But they did originate when I was younger. Just learning about other cultures was fascinating to me and definitely helped me choose a career choice.
Similar to Jared Thomas, Novello says he experienced isolation in his community for his liberal beliefs.
It definitely plays a very large role in what your parents think in forming your own belief system. But so does the community. I think especially growing up in Washington as a liberal, there was a lot of hardships that I faced that definitely challenged, you know, some of my beliefs and things like that. Being around, you know, people who believe on many different standpoints things that you're against, and having that, you know, in your face all the time in school and, you know, just walking around and things like that, that it can definitely impact your decision on a lot of things. I know when I came down to Bloomington, I definitely had it a lot easier.
The town of Walkerton was nationally publicized this year when the owners of a local restaurant, Memories Pizza, told a local TV reporter that they, quote, would refuse to cater a gay wedding, end quote. The story caught national attention just after the Indiana legislature passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Memories Pizza received $842,000 worth of support for their reopening after their business closed. Novello says it was the younger members of the community who protested the pizzeria.
My sister, only 15 years old, she goes to local middle school there. Her and a couple of friends, after finding out that they would no longer serve homosexual couples, they went out there and protested and had a picket line and signs, and it was pretty interesting seeing like all these punk kids with their pink and green hair protesting these old conservative men and things like that.
So, will the liberal youth of these small conservative towns become the new political majority? Or will they flee to bigger cities, leaving the older generation's values to remain?
Personally, I hope it does become more liberal, but I feel like that it will probably stay a conservative community. There's not a lot of change in the area. There's not a lot of job opportunities and things like that to get more people to move there. So I think it's kind of like a perpetuating cycle.
For WFHB, I'm Kara Tolman.